setting the bar time, Kelly, is
an example of what not to do.
So this actually has kind of a good outcome, but almost did not. And the circumstances surrounding it are kind of what make it a setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without changing your password when you're high, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
Listen, this guy said he had done that. He changed the password on his crypto wallet.
Oh.
Back when he was smoking the stuff.
Okay.
Back in college.
Okay.
And for 11 years, he's been trying nonstop combinations to get back into his Bitcoin account where he had about $400,000 worth of Bitcoin.
Wow. And that's not an easy password to recover, apparently.
Well, yeah, we've had stories of guys who've had millions of dollars
and couldn't get to it
on like an old computer that he had thrown out and been digging through the junkyard trying to find the computer.
I remember that story. Is he still looking?
He never found it.
Oh, wow.
Never found it. But this guy decided to change his password one time when he was partying and forgot what it was.
Oh, man.
And so after, so I guess what he did, he turned to AI. And he uploaded old files from his college computer into AI. And the AI bot basically cracked the code.
Shut up.
Which kind of is like a weird security thing.
That's
a
little crazy.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not sure I really like that.
Right, yeah, that's probably, it's good for him, but maybe not.
For the rest of us. Right, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, so he relieved it, or he... He said what his password was. Now, I can't say a lot of it on the air.
Okay.
But it started with LOL 420.
And then of course it did.
Ended with an inappropriate lyric from the rap group NWA.
Okay. All right.
But it started with LOL 420.
And the fact that ChatGPT like discovered that, figured it out.
Well, he said that he was so thankful he was going to name his future kid after the CEO of this chatbot thing.
Okay,
so,
that's great.
But yeah, like I said, a setting the bar story that could have been a lot worse and funny, but like the circumstances surrounding it were what made it the setting the bar story. He did end up recovering his password, and then finally the Bitcoin that probably he bought for a dollar back, you know, 11 years ago
is now worth something.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
So, moral of the story: let's stay away from our passwords
when we're under the influence.
When we're under any sort of influence. So when we're not of sound mind and body.
Or write it down.
Right, yes. Yes. Keep some sort of like, you know, maybe write it in a notebook.
Yes.
I wouldn't even say keep it in your phone just because, again,
you can change
gonna
your,
hack.
Or you can change your phone and
exactly.
things like that.
Yes, yeah. You get locked out of your phone, all the things. Write it. My dad has a spiral notebook with pages.
Now, my father-in-law used to have that. I don't know if he still does, but
there's no way
that.
You'll ever crack any of his passwords because they're super long and all the weird numbers
combinations
and
symbols
characters.
And stuff. Yeah.
Yes. Like, he's got everything Fort Knox locked down.
So anyway, setting the bar. If you can manage to make it through the day without changing your password when you're under the influence, then you're doing okay.
11 years.
LOL 420.
11 years took him to crack the code.
Yeah.
And AI. That's great.
I know. Crazy, right? That's your set of the bar story.